Coach, I'll tell you what, this game had a little bit of everything. It had some controversy. It had great post play. Had some free throws. Had some fouls. I think there were a couple fouls in that game. But, boy, I tell you what. What a phenomenal fight. This is a great win for you guys and the number four seed in the conference tournament. What's your opening thoughts from this one?
You know, the first thing, hats off to Sioux Falls because Travis does an amazing job there, and he's one of my truest and longest coaching friends, and I absolutely adore the guy. And so as fun as these games are, they're hard, too, because you want success for them, but at the same time you know it's something that you need to win. And Cammie Wadsworth is absolutely a beast. There's a reason that I wanted her to be a Wolf, and she's fun to watch play, and I don't know if I've seen a kid just continually add a skill set to what she's already good at. You're like, now she's got a spin out, and then she's got a step back, and then she's got an up and under. And
she's only a sophomore.
And she's a hard guard, but we made a conscious choice to try and take away the three-point line. We didn't do a great job in the first half, but I thought it was the difference in the second half to only give them two. I mean, we knew she was going to get hers because she's too good to guard with one, but if you send two or three, she's too good to pass it out. And, you know, they had some kids make plays. Luckily for us, we had some plays made down the stretch, too, just enough to keep us where we, you know, where we needed to be. And it's, I said before the game, I said, you know, I wish that we weren't friends, but at the same time, I'm so happy, you know, that we are, because we got a chance to just visit before the game and talk after the game. But they're a really good basketball team, and they shoot the ball so well. Just a gutsy performance on both sides, and some unfortunate bounces, their direction where you know people are in foul trouble. We had the same thing. I think Rio played with three fouls for a long time until she picked up her fourth. And what a tribute to our kids when I had to take her out with 4 minutes left or something like that. She sat for 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, and we made a little run, and I had Elena run on the point, and Mo off to the side a little bit. Mo's shoulder makes it tough for her to throw some overhead passes, so we had to move her around a little bit. But I'm proud of our kids, and to put us in a situation where to get a bye, that's what we need. But now we're probably going to see them again.
Yeah.
So ready for another dogfight, and this time in Sioux Falls. But before we get there, we're going to take a little bit to enjoy this one.
No question about it. And, you know, you talk about guarding the arc, and on paper, they're the best three-point shooting team this conference has to offer. You guys are the 13th best out of 15 teams guarding the three, but I thought it was the difference in the game. 22% from three-point territory for them in the second half. At halftime, they were shooting 41%. I said if they want to win this game, they got to hold them under 41, no doubt. Probably under 30 would be ideal. 22%. Just an incredible defensive performance from you guys. Rio, she's had an incredible career, but she finishes this game tonight, A, with a new career-high 27 points, and also the steals record. Pretty cool deal there from her as well. Most steals in program history. You've seen some great ones from Rio, but, this one's got to be right up there.
We had a chance to spend a little extra time with Rio here this week, just rebounding four after games, and we had an interview with Kelloland earlier today, and it's hard for me to talk about it now. They don't make them like her. Loyal to a fault, loves Northern, loves the Wolves, and has that ability to will her team to win, and that's by her performance. And I think she had a double-double.
Yeah, 27 and 10.
But I mean, you look at in a program like this that Coach Fred has had 40 years of greatness. Nobody has done what she's done, and that to me is unbelievable. And someday I hope she gets to sit down and realize that what she did was nothing short of spectacular.
And I think also kind of cool on that final play where she grabs the rebound and just sends you guys into the four seed with gas. I mean, she was just cooking with fire tonight, and I don't know how anybody who plays a game like anybody did tonight had that much more juice on that final play to get over the timeline and just beat everybody else. I mean, just an incredible individual and team performance.
Rio's got a different kind of tank, and I really thought in the second half that Maddie made a big difference too. We were able to do the reseal where she was backing people down, and she's very honest when she said, "Coach, I don't know what to do. I need help." And we were like, "Okay, let's get you to the block." And she did the rest on her. She did the rest on her own. But everybody, did something. And we're playing with some bumps and bruises and nicks and all those kinds of things. And it's kind of the way it is this time of year. And we got a big one tomorrow. We can enjoy this for a little while, and then we're going to come back and, you know, leave it all out here again tomorrow night.
Final one before I get you out of here, and that's just it. Maybe we can talk to Rio as well. I know she's probably talking with a zillion people. I don't know what she's up to right now, but we'll see if we can get her on the program. They've got a 17-game winning streak. You guys have an 11-game winning streak against them here. Something's got to give tomorrow. How do you stop Reese Stoltzman? How do you stop the Mustangs tomorrow?
Yikes. You know, give me an hour or two to go watch some film. They're hard to guard. Reese Stoltzman is just so phenomenally good. Obviously, we're going to have to do some things to take the ball out of her hand. We're going to have to try and make things, you know, difficult for the rest. We got to take away the middle of the floor, and I think we got to try and make them play in a short-sided court where they can't get the ball flipping from side to side and eventually get beat. But I don't have an answer, and it's not very many teams have. They've found a way to win a lot of games for a reason. So, you know, we're going to have to bust our tail to figure out what comes next.
You're 2-0 in this jacket.
My grandpa would be proud.